In Parshas Kisava, we read, where the Torah promises us that if we obey Hashem's commandments, Yivou Alecha Kol HaBrachos HaElah, all these blessings will come upon you. V'segucha, it will overwhelm you, it will overtake you. The expression of V'segucha seems superfluous. What is this word adding? But perhaps the Torah is teaching us a fundamental life lesson. Sometimes a person can have all the blessings in the world, but they don't appreciate what they have. A person can be physically healthy, earn a nice living, have shalom bayis, have nachas from their children, but they don't realize their blessings, or they choose not to acknowledge or appreciate their blessings. They find things to complain about. Somebody else got more covered in shul, my neighbor has a nicer car, trivial stuff like that. You might possess all the blessings in the world, but it's all for naught if you're oblivious to its benefits. Having all the brachas is not sufficient enough. The Torah adds, v'segucha, it will overtake you. You will realize your blessings in your life, and you will appreciate them. That is the ultimate blessing. It's human nature that we don't truly appreciate what we have until it's gone. We don't appreciate the gifts we possess until, God forbid, they're taken away from us. A person doesn't appreciate their health until, chas v'shalom, they're facing a health crisis. There's a famous medrash that says that on the first Shabbos of creation, Adam Rishon saw daylight diminishing, and he became frightened. He had never experienced darkness before, and suddenly he felt himself becoming enveloped in a sea of black. So he took two stones and he rubbed them together, and fire was created. After seeing light again, he was so excited, he established the bracha of Boira Ma'ira Wesh. He thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the existence of fire, which produces light and warmth. But the question is, Adam had already experienced life for 36 hours, from when he was created on Friday until Matzah Shabbos. So why didn't he say Boira Ma'ira Wesh for that light? And that light was far superior to the small light that emerged from those stones. So why did he wait until Matzah Shabbos? And the answer is this same principle. A person doesn't appreciate something unless they truly realize what it means not to have it. A person doesn't appreciate the significance of something unless there's a real possibility that they might lose it, and then have to live life without it. Someone is undergoing surgery to restore their vision, or if someone who, God forbid, is in danger of losing a limb, when they get it restored to its original functioning, how grateful are they? How much more do they appreciate its value than a person who never had to face the anxiety of potentially losing something so precious? The ninth Makkah in Mitzrayim was Makkah's Choshech. The Pasuk says, V'hi Choshech Afele B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. There was a deep darkness in all of Mitzrayim. L'ro Ishes Achav. No one was able to see their brother. And the question is, the Torah states that the darkness was so deep, it was so profound, that V'yomesh Choshech. The darkness was so thick to the point that it was tangible. You can physically feel the darkness. So why was it necessary for the Pasuk to add, L'ro Ishes Achav? It's clearly obvious. If there was such intense darkness, then obviously you couldn't see your friend. So the Chiddush HaRim says something so powerful. Do you know why v'hi choshech afele b'chol eretz Mitzrayim? You know why there was such extreme darkness? Because l'ro ishes achav. Because no one saw the value in having a brother. No one saw the value in having a good friend. The greatest darkness that can ever be is when we don't see the value in having loyal neighbors. We don't see the value in having good friends. When we don't appreciate the qualities of our spouse and our family members. When we take for granted the fact that we have people who love us and care about us. When we don't recognize our blessings, then our life is choshech afela. There's so much to be grateful for if we would just open up our eyes. When we wake up in the morning, we say, Moida ani. Thank you, Hashem, for granting me another day of life. Thank you for giving me a functioning body. Think about this for a moment. What if, when you wake up in the morning, you only get back the things you thanked Hashem for the day before? Allow me to say it again. What if, when you wake up in the morning, you only get back the things you thanked Hashem for the day before? That is a scary thought. So every morning we say, Moida ani. Thank you for the gifts you give me every day, even though I didn't thank you for them yesterday. Even if I take them for granted. So as we approach Rosh Hashanah and ask Hashem for another year of life, we ask Hashem for Hashanah Toiva Mesuka, we should not forget to first express our gratitude for all the blessings He granted us this year. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.